This is the Faith in Kids podcast. My name is Ed. I'm with my friend Jam. Jam, how are you feeling?
I'm hot and summery and ready for some adventures. That's what I am.
Is that because, Jam, this is a new series of the Faith in Kids podcast, especially made for the summer holidays, hot off the press, coming to your car wherever you may be?
I think that is the reason. It's very exciting. This is the first of five podcasts over the course of the summer.
Today, Jam, we're going to find out that we are good news people. When we're trusting in Jesus, we are part of God's church. We're good news people.
That's right. When Jesus was on earth, his people gathered around him. And then he died, sorry, spoilers, and rose again, even bigger spoilers. He ascended into heaven and up into the sky like the real life superhero that he is. And then what?
So the book of Acts is the story of what happened next. Jesus is ruling in heaven. Now his people gather together to remember him, to talk about him, and to encourage one another to keep trusting him in the power of his spirit with us still.
That's what it means to be good news people. I think we should have a whip around question.
Oh, Jam, I'd love that.
What good news have you heard today, Ed?
Good news today, I walked into a coffee shop and those chocolate goodies were just laid out on the counter and I thought, I've come to the right place.
That's great when you hit places like that at free samples time or this is on the turn, so we're giving it away for free. Oh yeah, nom 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 nom. Love that. Speaking of cake, here's the good news for us. We've got a load of cake in our kitchen at the moment because tomorrow we're going to celebrate living in our house for 10 years. So we're having lots of people come round for afternoon tea. And so we've been making biblical amounts of cake.
Will you sing Happy Birthday to your house? What song can you sing to celebrate 10 years in a home, Jam?
I don't know, but I now want to sing Happy Birthday to my house after 10 years. The whip around question is, what good news have you heard today and who did you hear it from?
Today we are all about being good news people. We're going to hear more about what that good news is and how we can good news it to others. But Jam, we've surely got to do some fun facts before we can go any further.
We do, and I just thought I'd kick off the series with some heartwarming good news stories. So an astronaut wrote his daughter's initials on the moon. That's a story I found out recently. Eugene Cernan, the commander of Apollo 17, he was the last man to walk on the moon almost exactly 50 years ago. He knelt down and etched his daughter's initials, TDC, on the moon. And because there's no atmosphere or wind, 50 years later, her initials are probably still there on the moon. Isn't that great?
And also, presumably now, it's 50 years later, so maybe, like, she's a granny and she gets to say to her grandkids, my name is written on the moon.
That is true, yeah. What an amazing thought. In 2012, the town of Idlewild in California elected Max, the golden retriever, to become the very first mayor of the town. Max, whose full name is Maximus Mighty Dog Muller.
No, Jam, just stop. Yeah. Jam, I need convincing that there is a place called Idly Willy Wild in California, and there really is a dog called Maximus Mighty Dog Muller.
In the show notes, you will find a link to mayormax.com, and you will find out about this town that has elected Max as a dog. This first dog sadly died the following year, but was replaced by Mayor Max II, who was in charge for the next 9 years. And it doesn't have a human mayor, the town. So they didn't elect a dog instead of a human. That's not quite how it works. But Mayor Max has two deputies called Mikey and Mitzi and two chiefs of staff called Phyllis and Glenn. And now there's another Max who is mayor. And if you go to that website, there are some very pleasing pictures of these dogs wearing like a mayor's thing around their neck, but also with like a little necktie and those sorts of things.
I am seeing the theme here, Jam. Not only are these fun facts, they're good news stories. Who doesn't want to hear more about dogs?
And lastly, squirrels plant thousands of new trees every year simply because they've forgotten where they put their acorns.
Oh, Jam. Maybe we could just all promise to plant our own acorn somewhere and forget it. We are looking at good news stories. We're going to hear part of the Bible read now. And I'd love to listen out for the good news. We're in Acts 11, so we're not starting at the beginning. We're starting at verse 19. Listen out for the good news.
Our reading is from Acts chapter 11, verses 19 to 24.
Many of the believers were scattered by the terrible things that had happened after Stephen was killed. Some of them went to places as far away as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. They were telling the message to others, but only to Jews.
Some of these believers were men from Cyprus and Cyrene. When they came to Antioch, they spoke also to Greeks, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord was helping the believers, and a large group of people believed and turned to the Lord.
The church in Jerusalem heard about all of this, so they sent Barnabas to Antioch. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. When he reached Antioch and saw how God had blessed the people, he was glad. He encouraged all the believers in Antioch. He told them,
"Never lose your faith. Always obey the Lord with all your hearts."
Many people became followers of the Lord.
I can tell you what the church is by reading you today's Bible verse about the beginning of the first ever church. It was in a place called Antioch. And we read in Acts 11, these verses.
Some of these believers were men from Cyprus and Cyrene. When they came to Antioch, they spoke also to Greeks, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus.
Christians arrived in the town of Antioch and told the people there the good news of Jesus for the first time. That's how people became Christians. It's how we became Christians when we were told the good news. We believed it. And we're trusting in Jesus.
The good news of Jesus is that he died to save and rose to rule. That is what we believe as good news people.
And the Bible is full of good news. The Bible tells us the good news. And the Bible explains it. It tells stories to show us it's true. It even helps us understand it by God's Spirit. Imagine the Bible as like a big bottle filled to the top with fizzy good news.
That's great.
The church is full of these people like you and me who have heard the good news about Jesus from the Bible. We hear it, we enjoy it, we remind each other to believe it, we're drinking from the big bottle of fizzy goodness. We are good news people, and together we are the church.
And it's the best kind of bottle of fizzy, because it's like a Willy Wonka bottle of fizzy, because when you've drunk it, you go back to it and it's full again.
Let me tell you what happened next to that little church in Antioch. The first church. A man called Barnabas arrived, and he was a good news man.
Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. He encouraged all the believers in Antioch. He told them,
"Never lose your faith. Always obey the Lord with all your hearts."
Barnabas arrived like a breath of fresh air. He was a good man. He encouraged the church to keep on going. He was like adding music to a party or cake to snack time. He encouraged the believers, good news people, to encourage others. Have you ever done the thing with Mentos in Diet Coke? You absolutely have to do it on holiday. Imagine you've got your Mentos. Each Mento is like the good news of Jesus. And that bottle of Diet Coke is like the church. Barnabas arrived at the church in Antioch with his good news. He's encouraging, he's sharing the good news of Jesus with the things he say and the way he lives. He's helping out, he's spotting who needs a kind word, who can he encourage. He starts encouraging them, and before you know it, other people start doing the same. God's people sharing good news about Jesus, those Mentos in the Diet Coke, a whole packet at once, fizz everywhere. Good news is squirting all over the place, spilling out over more and more people, them getting encouraged to encourage other people. Good news is flying around. More people are feeling certain. More people are confident. More people are living for Jesus. We are good news people who fizz it all over others. We encourage others in our churches so that good news spreads. How do we encourage others?
Well, if you're under 7, you could be an encourager. When you see someone sad and on their own, you could choose to play with them.
If you're over 7, when you see someone left out of the group, you could help them join in. Even if you don't know them that well, even if they're different to you, don't just be that kid who hangs out with his mates who are just like them.
If you're over 11, maybe it's time to be brave. You have to use words now and say, when you're seeing someone having a tough time, it's okay, stick with me, I'm here for you. You are a good news person.
And if you're a parent, this is where we show up. We need to keep encouraging our kids to keep trusting Jesus with all their hearts. You're doing that. I'm trying to do that with my children. It's what we're all about. How do we work out how to encourage our children with the good news of Jesus in the normal bump and grind, tears and laughter of everyday life? Keep doing it.
Why don't we pray?
Dear Father, I thank you that you are the beginning of all good news. I thank you that you gave us the good news, that Jesus Christ came to die, rise again, and rule as Lord. I pray, Father, we'd be like Barnabas, encouraging others with the good news. Amen.
Amen. Ed's got questions.
Under fives, who is our good news all about? Fives to sevens, how do you think people felt when they met Barnabas? Eights to elevens, who encourages you to keep going? Over elevens, you can see this question coming a mile off. Who can you encourage? Name one person, and how can you do that?
Why don't you have a chat about that now, or we'll have those questions again at the end, because we're going to move on. Here's a sketch.
Hello, welcome to Action Time with me, Action Tim, and I'm all about training my body and being strong. And I do that by living in the woods and living off what I can find. For strength, I eat only the fruits of the forest, which makes it sound like I eat only one particular flavor of yogurt. That's not true. I like red cherry as well. But you can't get yogurt out here. There's one thing you can get. Insects. Yes, insects. 65% protein. It's a superfood. You only need to eat one and you don't eat for the rest of the day. Well, you sort of can't eat for the rest of the day because you're so grossed out and you feel sick. Wait, I can hear someone coming. A potential enemy. I should use my amazing survival skills to hide behind this hedge. She'll never see me.
Hello? Hello? You, behind that hedge.
There is no one behind this hedge. This is not the hedge you're looking for.
Ah, there you are. Hello. Sorry to disturb you. I'm from the town nearby. Antioch?
Ah, yes, I know Antioch. Full of Greeks. brave, strong, smart, like me.
Suppose so. We've got some in our church.
Your church? What is this church?
It's a place where we come together to worship Jesus, learn about him and help and serve each other.
You defeated the Greek men and forced them to worship your God. How did you defeat these mighty men?
No, we didn't defeat them. Well, maybe we did. We just told them the good news about Jesus, using words.
Ha! Bad news for them. We are like, there's a new God in town, and he's your God now. He's called Jesus, so bow down before him or die!
No, we just talk. And it's not bad news. It's good news. Jesus came to save us, and we get to be his people. We meet as a church family. You should come. You might meet Barnabas. He's great.
And Barnabas is a mighty warrior who has fought 1,000 Greeks and given them all a wedgie.
No, he's a good man, full of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, he sounds nice.
He is. He'll be there on Sunday.
Well, tell him that Action Tim may be there, and we will fight to the death.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, well, maybe I'll see him anyway. Then I must go. Nature is calling.
That expression means you need the toilet.
How do you know that I don't? I must away. See you next time on Action Time with Action Tim.
Since our last series, we've had loads of emails which have been really kind and we love reading them. Do keep sending them to us. But we just want to say hello to some people mentioning those emails, to Zach in Banbury and also to Luca and Theo who listen in Brussels in Belgium, and also to Margot and Benji in Tunbridge Wells. We're really, really grateful and really encouraging to hear that Margot and Benji's dad used to be in a group that I used to run. And I really tried to encourage him, and it's great to hear that he's now encouraging his kids to keep going with the good news.
Jam, you must be incredibly old if people from your youth group are now parents encouraging their children by listening to your podcasts.
Yes, I am 309.
Oh, Jam, you look so young for it.
I know, I only look 47. And now we get to finish with a song that is frankly not only one of my favourite songs, but I think one that might be the best song ever written. It is beautiful. It is brilliant. Ed, what is it?
It's We Are The Church. You just try to listen to this without totally losing your hips in a world of dance and merriment.
Speaking the truth in love, to build the body up, we serve each other using gifts from the King. We pray for unity, everyone will see God's plan in action in his people today. We are the church. Have you heard? He washed us clean with his word. He chose us to be on his team. We are more love than we could dream. We got good news. Shout it out. You've got to hear what it's all about. No.
Thanks very much for listening. We've got more of these podcasts to come, so stay tuned and let us know. Send us an email, podcast@faithinkids.org. Cheerio.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. It goes like this.
One Lord, one faith, one God, one Father, one body, one spirit. We are one in Christ. One hope, one truth, one cross. One Saviour, one mission, one future. We are one in Christ. One Lord, one faith, one God, one Father, one body, one spirit. We are one in Christ. One hope, one truth, one cross, one Saviour, one mission, one future. We are one in Christ. Everybody,
under fives. Who is our good news all about? Fives to sevens. How do you think people felt when they met Barnabas? Eights to elevens. Who encourages you to keep going? Over elevens. Who can you encourage? Name one person, and how can you do that?